Manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering. The edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
This is Bill's Yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, no weeds belong in this backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's thickens lawns to help crowd out over 50 pesky weeds. So Bill can defeat invaders, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
3 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock here on the Friday edition of the Gym Class at KGYM. Breaking news from Iowa City as the University of Iowa, just in the past 20 minutes or so, has announced that they have settled with both Tracy Griesbaum and Jane Meyer. More on that, your reaction to it, coming up here on the program. Also, Barry Abrams will stop by from the Indigate podcast from ESPN, and we will talk about tomorrow's 142nd running of the Preakness Stakes. All that and more coming up. Your chance to play Race to Win as well, and before 7 o'clock tonight, your chance to win $100 a day in the month of May. That courtesy of Toyota of Iowa City. That coming up here on the Friday edition of the Gym Class, KGYM. And from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, it is the Gym Class coming your way for a Friday here on KGYM. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. Thank you for joining us here today. Jeff Downing will join us as our in-studio producer coming up here in just a few minutes or so. 319-366-1600, that is the Geriatric Investment Services text line. I imagine we got a lot of people that want to get their 2 cents worth in on the news that has just broke about over the last 20 minutes or so. Mark, we bring you in here. Good afternoon. There will not be another trial between the University of Iowa and either Jane Meyer or Tracy Griesbaum, as that has been, they've come to a settlement over the last 20 minutes or so, haven't they?
They have indeed. Good afternoon, everyone. The Tracy Griesbaum trial was slated for June, but as Scott mentioned, just a short time ago, the University of Iowa announced it will pay $6.5 million to settle the discrimination lawsuits filed by former athletic administrator Jane Meyer and her partner, former women's field hockey coach Tracy Griesbaum. The breakdown goes like this: Meyer will get $2.33 million, Griesbaum $1.49 million, and the Des Moines law firm that represented them $2.68 million. Gary Barta has issued a statement, Gary Barta being the University of Iowa athletics director, who's really at the center of these two lawsuits, even though the suits were brought against the University of Iowa and not Barta specifically. Do you have that statement, Scott?
Let me get that for you coming up here. Very short statement from Gary Barta today, and pretty much goes as you would think it would. This is the statement from the University of Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta related to the settlement. Quote, "We are pleased to have this behind us and looking forward to participating in the external review of our employment practices. As an athletics department, we have tremendous coaches, staff, and student athletes who are succeeding at the highest level, both in competition and academic performance. I am very proud of our department's commitment to our student athletes and that our outlook remains strong. We are confident the best is yet to come," unquote. So after the first sentence there, it was all kind of sprinkles on top of the sundae.
Essentially right, says nothing to me.
No, it says nothing. They are pleased to have this behind us, and they are going to look forward. It does mention the external review. That's going to be the next part of this thing. Does that hold the key to Gary Barta's future at the University of Iowa? I got to say yes.
I say yes as well. If it hasn't been sealed already.
Yes and no, I think.
I mean, this was an admission of guilt, was it not, in the Griesbaum case? Iowa had already lost the case with Jane Meyer. And by settling, you admit that you're guilty without saying as much. It's very clear to me that Iowa didn't want its laundry soiled anymore with another public trial.
They didn't want to have their coaches go through sitting on the stand once again and, like you said, airing things out in front of everyone. Is it an admission of guilt? Yes. I got to think you're right on that, that it is. And they didn't want to go through it again, and this was the cleanest way to come up with a solution. Now, the $6.5 million, in case you are wondering, is going to come from the University Athletic Department. That is not taxpayer money. I think Todd put it best in a tweet that he put out just a few minutes ago. Iowa will back up to the Big Ten ATM, make a pretty substantial withdrawal, and the world will go on as far as Iowa athletics is concerned.
I don't think this is the last we'll hear from this by any means. You mentioned the internal investigation into the athletic department hiring practices. Gary Barta is going to be in the eye of that storm as well. I know the Gazette published a story last Sunday about this very thing. And Title IX and whatnot is based around, you know, the enrollment of your university and how participation among men and women relate to that percentage-wise. And it's, I think women were about 49% of participation, whereas the enrollment is more in the 50s somewhere. But, I mean, this is getting off the subject a bit, not totally. I've always believed that in tracking this gender equity thing, football needs to be taken out of the equation. I mean, there's no similar program for women in football, and the male side of things suffers because of that when you calculate the percentages. I mean, if there's true gender equity, Iowa State and you and I would still have a baseball program when it still has softball.
True.
I mean, if there it was true gender equity. I reread parts of the Tracy Griesbaum lawsuit when it was originally filed, and I came across this statement, and I don't know if you folks out there agree with this or not, but in her original lawsuit, she asserted this. The athletic system across the country at the collegiate level openly and internally favors males in sports and devalues the rights of females to participate equally in athletics and coaching. Mm-hmm. I found that to be a very interesting comment. In light of the fact Iowa has 50 members of the rowing team.
50.
50 on the women's rowing team. That's the Big Ten roster. It has even more than that. Now, to be fair, I think it's absurd that Iowa has 118 football players. 85 on scholarship and the rest walk-ons. You don't need that many players. You certainly don't need that many rowers. So where is the university devaluing the rights of women athletes when you have 50 members of the rowing team, many of which had never rowed before.
Will never get in the water,
right?
Basically. Your thoughts. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to make an audible here today. If you'd like to talk about this for the most part of the hour, we will do that. We know we had a topic going, ready to go today. And if we kick this around a little bit and find that we got some steam to it, we're just going to keep this and maybe keep our topic for next Friday. So 319-366-1600. That is the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, 319-366-1600. Did Iowa do the right thing today? Did they do the right thing as far as settling with Tracy Griesbaum and Jane Meyer? That is the subject of our Emil's Hideaway poll question as well, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast.
On the text line, James weighing in, 2128, show me the money. Pay now or pay more later. Steve in Iowa City, in no way is this an admission of guilt. Gary Barta deserves a raise. These are despicable people.
Right.
I don't know if Steve knows firsthand or whether that's an outside observation.
319-366-1600. You'd like to comment as well about what happened in over the last half hour or so, in case you're joining us a little bit late. University of Iowa Athletic Department has settled with Jane Meyer and Tracy Griesbaum. There will not be a trial coming up in June. It's a $6.5 million settlement, of which the lawyers get the most. $2.6 million going out to the lawyers. $2.4 million, I believe, is what Jane Meyer is going to get, and $1.5 is what Tracy Griesbaum is going to get out of all this. There will still be an external review of University of Iowa Athletic Department, and we started off the program by saying that that is probably going to be the linchpin if Gary Barta remains as the athletic director at the University of Iowa, in my opinion anyway. If an external group comes in and sees that things are out of order in the University of Iowa Athletic Department, somebody outside has nothing to do with things in Iowa City, then I think you're going to see some changes made. If not, I think Gary Barta is going to stay.
Well, Barta's big failure in the Meyer trial was the failure to document situations. And perhaps he should go to the James Comey School of Note-Taking. 80-92, if Barta actually was guilty of this, and yes, they did the right thing, he should be fired immediately.
What do you think? 319-366-1600 as we kick this around here at 14 past the hour of 3 today. There is on-field stuff for the university going on right now. The Iowa baseball team playing a very important doubleheader with Illinois today. Game 1 is underway, and Iowa with a 4-2 lead right now at the end of 3 innings over the Illini. They've moved up the Saturday game to today because of the weather we are enjoying today in beautiful eastern Iowa in, 314 here on May 19th, Mark. And let me get the temperature here just to make sure I'm accurate on this. 46 lovely degrees outside right now in our fair city. So that's coming to Illinois tomorrow. It's just started to rain in Wrigley Field, by the way. And they're anticipating rain and cold weather in Champaign, so that's why they're going to play two today.
Yeah, Iowa goes into the last two games of conference season tied for third in the Big Ten standings with Michigan, which was beaten by Michigan State yesterday, a helper for Iowa. So just one more victory is going to help that much more in terms of seeding for the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah, indeed. And best of luck to the Hawkeye baseball team coming up today. 319-366-1600 if you would like to comment on what's going on with the settlement here. Your thoughts about it. Good, bad, how do you feel about it here today?
8721 on the text line. No way is this an admission of guilt. They did everything in the first trial to no avail. Why waste your time again? Move on. 6429. Those that generate the revenue will get preferential treatment. It's the American way. Field hockey should be happy to be there since no Iowa high school offers that sport.
Which is true.
And same can be true of rowing. I mean, I was covering the University beat when Hayden Fry was the head football coach and Christine Grant. There were separate men's and women's athletic departments. Christine Grant
Correct.
Ran the women's side of things quite successfully. Even she admitted without football, the women's sports program wouldn't be what it is. And it's true today.
I agree. And that's not only in the University of Iowa. That is anywhere as far as big-time Division I athletics are concerned. I mean, that's
true.
Anywhere.
I mean, most places, only two or three sports are on the plus side of revenues. So it must support those sports must support the other ones, male and female. 1545, political correctness made this a no-win situation to the University of Iowa as far as a trial would be concerned. Evan at 8493, I don't know many places where your actions or lack thereof cost your employer $7.9 million and you still keep your job.
Mm-hmm. And across the board with our responses so far. Kind of going on both sides here as far as the settlement is concerned. We're going to have an opportunity for you to weigh in on the phone lines as well. So when Jeff gets here, and if you'd like to talk directly with us, we'll give you an opportunity to do that coming up at 319-366-1600.
It's pretty much a slap in the face to the athletes and the parents who complained about Tracy Griesbaum as well, basically dismissing their claims that there was abuse in the program. I mean, there were both sides of it.
Correct.
Some folks came, players and parents, and came to Griesbaum's defense. But Barta, from what I know, reacted to those that alleged abuse and perhaps some other things that were may or may not have been in his file. But we'll never know.
Yeah, that is correct. And well, and it's not only with that program, with the field hockey program. We have also heard there have been complaints from other University of Iowa sports as far as what'd be the best way to it? Verbal abuse, perhaps. You're going to have that in every program. I mean, it's down, whether it's professional sports, college sports, heck, you're even hearing it as far as high school sports now are concerned, in some cases, not very often, but in some cases. We live in a more, can I say, delicate society today than we did 30 years ago. I mean, you and I look at each other. We remember the days football coaches going up to you and grabbing face masks and things like that and getting 2 inches away from you. And, you know.
We lived to tell about it.
And, exactly. And I'm not going to say it was better or for worse.
Now, Griesbaum has some accusations in their lawsuit. Again, I refer to the original document. This is number 37 in her document. She alleges a male coach is permitted to yell, curse, threaten, throw things, be ejected from games, and push athletes to the edge of their ability, even if it sometimes results in an injury. This is clear with the Iowa football, wrestling, and men's basketball team, which are all coached by all-male staffs. Mm-hmm. That's Griesbaum's allegations.
Yeah. What do you think? Taking your comments at 319 at 319-366-1600. We'll gather more of those coming up here, and we'll have more of the Friday edition of the Gym Class. We're going to take a short break. Back with more coming up after this.
Optimized lines of sight. Check. Easy controls. Check. Zero turn. Engaged.
Gravely zero turn. Pro turn 400. You are cleared for takeoff. Lower your deck and roll.
Roger that, Tower.
Gravely zero-turn mowers from City Tractor and North Liberty help you fly through mowing, use less fuel, and cover more ground in less time. And let's face it, have some fun, too. Your mission starts at locally owned City Tractor, just off the I-380 North Liberty exit and at citytractor.com.
Where you're cleared to landscape.
Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club and pay no green fees. Shotgun tee-off is at 1. The cost is just $30. Individual and team play will be chosen randomly. And since there are no green fees, all the cash goes to prizes, meaning you get 100% of your money back. No green fees. No more excuses. Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club. Sign up in the clubhouse before 12:30 or call that morning, 393-9915.
Covering Eastern Iowa sports for more than 40 years combined. UNASH and Dukes. The Gym Class on KGYM.
Back with you at 321, Friday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Don't forget, Todd and Alex are down in Iowa City at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard in the Walden Square. And stop on by. They'll be there until 7 o'clock. Happy hour will be going on as well. And your chance to win some great KGYM swag. That'll be coming your way here in just a little bit. And then tonight, weather permitting, we have Twins baseball. The Twins taking on the Kansas City Royals. Man alive, Jose Berrios last night. He buried him. 11 strikeouts. Gave up only 2 hits, I believe, didn't he? And 7 2/3 for the
Twins. Awful tough, yeah. 11 strikeouts, yeah.
He was good last night. And the Twins will take on Kansas City coming up tonight from Target Field. Again, weather permitting, 7 o'clock tonight for you. That will be on 107.5 FM. At 7 o'clock on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM, the South Gym. We will get hooked up with ESPN's coverage of NBA basketball game 2, Cleveland and Boston, with Cleveland holding a 1-0 lead in that particular series. And then tomorrow night, Golden State will take on San Antonio, and that will be at 7 o'clock. So that's what's coming up. Here's what we're going to do here on our program today, and we were scheduled to have our Friday topic. We're going to actually postpone that 1 week. We're going to give you another week to come up with that. So next Friday, And it was, again, Mark, just to remind the people out there, we were going to talk about that we're going to talk about next Friday.
If you could exchange places with anyone in sports, who would it be?
And I had a pretty good list. And we got people already cooking yesterday on that. So, yeah, this is what happens when breaking news hits. So we're going to push that aside to next Friday. That'll be our topic for next Friday. If you could trade places with anybody in the world of sports, who would it be? But we are going to talk with Barry Abrams in the Gate podcast, talk about the Preakness. We'll do that in a little bit. But we're taking your thoughts. We're going to take your text right now, the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, about the settlement between Iowa and Meyer and Griesbaum. That for $6.5 million that has come across over the last half hour to 40 minutes or so. We'll give you a chance to call in as well coming up after the bottom of the hour.
The breakdown on that payout is Jane Meyer, former administrator, sports administrator at Iowa, will get $2.33 million. Griesbaum, the former field hockey coach, $1.49 million. And the Des Moines law firm representing them will get $2.68 million. Plenty of text on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, 319-366-1600. 25-13, no-win situation. Maybe time to give up the fight and cut sports. No place has made more effort to be fair and support women's athletics, and I think that's great.
And I would agree with that 100%. You talked about field hockey, rowing, etc. When universities were cutting athletic sports teams and programs, there were rumors, not going to say there weren't rumors, that Iowa could drop a sport or two. But never did. Never did.
Wrestling was almost on the chopping block at one time.
Big Ten Network certainly has helped. There's no doubt about that.
87-21, equal rights. Drop field hockey and have men's and women's lacrosse. Josh and Ely, be on the lookout for a U of I athletic department bake sale after this latest hiccup.
I don't think they're going to have to relocate themselves to the bake sale. it's not like dodgeball where a car wash will take care of this.
8073, common business practice and common sense do not apply to government entities.
Oh, are we crossing over?
We're not going to go there too much. 3776, I'm sure Gary Barta was fair in his choosing of people that he wanted to terminate. It's incredibly easy for a female or a minority to complain about and get away with something that may have not been to the level that they are complaining about. Unfortunately, it's just the way our society is expected to lean nowadays.
It's very interesting results coming in on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line right now. And again, if you want to call in, we're going to give you the opportunity to do that coming up here. We'll talk about, give this about 12, 15 more minutes or so, if you'd like to comment on that. We are going to play Race to Win coming up as well here in just a little bit. I think we're down to two prizes in that today. So we'll give you an opportunity to win either the Twins tickets or the Right Wash series of car washes.
You have an opportunity to weigh in on today's news at KGYMradio.com, our Emo's Hideaway poll question. Did Iowa do the right thing in settling the Meyer and Griesbaum lawsuits? Right now, unanimously, no. Right. Iowa did not do the right thing. But it's early in our poll. It'll be up through the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn until 7 o'clock. Thanks to Emo's Hideaway, as always. First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
By the way, the guys are going to talk with Jack Dom coming up on the Todd Brommelkamp Show, and also Billy Sims. Billy Sims is going to be their guest coming up. The former Heisman Trophy.
He was good.
He was very good.
His food's pretty good as well.
Yeah, we're going to talk more about the trophy, but he's in town for a reason, so we'll just leave it at that and have those guys talk about that coming up here in just a little bit. Getting back to Iowa settling and what another trial would have meant for Iowa and the University of Iowa Athletic Department, I think Iowa did the right thing, and here's why. Because, again, no matter if they win, no matter if they lose, in the Tracy Griesbaum trial that now will never happen. All you would have had Kirk Ferentz, you would have had Lisa Bluter, you would have had everybody go through that rigmarole again of being on the stand and being questioned, being cross-examined, things like that. No good was going to come from that. It didn't help Iowa the last time. Probably not going to help them this time, you would think. And for good or bad, whether you think Iowa could have won it or Iowa would have had no chance in the June trial, I think Iowa was forced to, their hand was forced by the verdict in the Jane Meyer trial. Now, she and Tracy Griesbaum, they are going to talk on Monday. They are going to have a news conference on Monday. Gary Barta is not going to have a news conference, at least at this point. But it'd be, boy, Monday will be a very interesting news conference with those two.
I can't think of anything I want to hear from them.
Got to be happy.
Of course you're going to feel vindicated. Of course you're going to be happy with the verdict. What more can they say?
Yeah. One of the things in their trial that they wanted to have was the reinstatement of their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
According to the legal team for Tracy Griesbaum and Jane Meyer, they are not going to seek that.
No.
Which is a great thing.
It would make no sense whatsoever.
No, it would make no sense whatsoever. But just to throw that out there, because that was one of the demands of the trial of Jane Meyer, was to be reinstated to her job. And that is not going to happen now. We also have state track going on today. And with everything going on with the trial verdict and with the settlement coming out, if you want to look things up, go ahead and go to the Iowa High School Athletic Association website. They've got all the complete results right there.
Cyclone Tim weighing in on the text line, you can't move forward until you move past the past. Settling is a way to keep from prolonging it and move forward.
I would agree with that, Tim.
3018, it could be worse. You could be paying that money to Steve Alford.
By the way, if you want to call directly to us and comment, love to hear from you at 319-366-1600. Jeff Downing is here, our associate producer, and he is ready to take your phone calls right now. We will talk with Barry Abrams coming up in about 10, 12 minutes
or
so.
Hey, Jane Meyer and Tracy Griesbaum listening, feel free to call in
366-1600. Yeah, love to hear from you.
We don't want to wait till your Monday news conference.
Love to hear from you.
55-51, though it's hard to blame women like Jane Meyer having a chip on their shoulder, it's not a free pass to grind on everyone in their path. Being a woman sure helped her in the trial. I had no choice but to settle. Cyclone Tim also adding, win or lose, going to court, it's still bad press in the news, in the famous words of Fran McCaffrey, move on.
Mm. I would agree with that. Tim's two for two in my agreement with him today. So thank you, Tim.
86-83, they may have got their settlement, but neither one of them will ever work in sports again.
And that is probably the case. Nor, I think, do they...
Wouldn't that be discrimination?
Depending on how you look at it.
Meyer said she had interviews for other jobs and or applied for other jobs and couldn't get a... any action.
Couldn't get a job at a home fix-it store.
Isn't that discrimination?
Unless there were other people that were better at selling plungers and mm-hmm. things like that at a home improvement store. I don't know.
I'll just flush that thought.
Thank you. Jeff Downing is here if you'd like to give us a call at 319-366-1600. Otherwise, we can keep your text rolling along again at 319-366-1600.
84-93, absolutely smarter to settle. The writing was on the wall from the results of the previous trial. Saved themselves more bad publicity and probably more money. Spot on.
Iowa, I think, in the end, did save money going this route. Yes, it's going to cost them $6.5 million, but like we said earlier on, Big Ten, I believe, the Big Ten average per school, over the last couple of years is over $44 million that each institution has pulled in their athletic department. Now, a lot of that, thank you very much to the Big Ten Network. Anytime you try to ask, is it a good idea to have Rutgers and Maryland in the Big Ten Conference? That's why Rutgers and Maryland are in the Big Ten Conference, to help with that money coming in right there.
Andy weighing in, settling was the correct thing to do, unfortunately. If Jane Meyer wasn't a female, she would not have been given the make work job that paid $170,000 a year that she was given by BARDA.
By the way, Iowa baseball, now 5-2 lead over in Champaign against the Fighting Illini of Illinois. We'll keep you updated on that. State track continuing as well. Let's see. It's 4-3 going to the sixth inning. The Brewers now have the lead on the Cubs. That is up in Chicago, where it is raining at Wrigley Field. Gloomy here as well in eastern Iowa as we come your way at 3:34 on the Friday edition of the Gym Class.
Maybe we should take a breath and talk a little bit of horse racing and then revisit the news of the day.
All right, let's do that. Again, we are going to push off our topic to next Friday in light of the settlement of the lawsuit between the University of Iowa and Jane Meyer and Tracy Griesbaum. So again, next Friday, we will talk about if you could trade places with anybody in the world of sports, living, you said, you made that notation.
Breathing.
Living and breathing. Who would you trade places with? And we'll go with that topic next Friday. But we're going to take a break, come back.
Not sure you're going to say get many Gary Barta responses in that.
Not probably today, I got to think. We will take a break, come back. Barry Abrams will join us from the In the Gate podcast. We're going to talk a little bit about the Preakness, which is coming up tomorrow, the 142nd running of the race for the Black-Eyed Susans. And we'll do that coming up tomorrow, coming up when we return, I should say, here on KGYM.
It's time for some straight talk. Those big wireless companies love to dangle a low price in front of you.
That's all you see on TV these days, all their so-called great deals.
But then, out of nowhere, they hit you with these activation charges and mystery fees.
That's a line drive right to the family jewel.
There you go, and it's not over. Then they nail you with data overages every month.
Good luck walking those off.
That's why you should just switch to Straight Talk Wireless. They have all the best phones from top brands for a whole lot less every month, and without all the mystery fees and overages.
Okay, but what's the coverage like?
Straight Talk uses the exact same 4G LTE wireless networks that the big guys do.
Sounds like it might be time to switch to Straight Talk.
Best phones, best networks for a whole lot less.
And you don't have to wear a cup.
Unlimited plans start at $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Guys, let's face it. Your busy schedule doesn't give you time to shop, and spending hours sorting through racks of clothes leaves you more confused than confident. Fortunately, Trunk Club is here to help. Trunk Club curates outfits based on your personal style and delivers them right to your door. And because Trunk Club is a Nordstrom company, their stylists give you the customer service and quality brands you expect. So let Trunk Club do the shopping for you, so you can get on with your day and look great doing it. Visit trunkclub.com/ESPN, and they'll help you make sense of style.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
They go to the ballpark to watch the game. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the Gym Class, KGYM.
Back in the Gym Class here on 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM here on an overcast and dreary Friday in eastern Iowa. Hopefully that will not be the weather coming up in Baltimore for the Preakness. That'll be run tomorrow at Pimlico. And to join us to talk about that and to preview it, he does the In the Gate podcast for ESPN.com. He is Barry Abrams, our horse racing guru and expert. Barry, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. Thanks for not forgetting about me.
Well, never, never. As we get ready to run for the Black-Eyed Susans coming up tomorrow, they will do that in Baltimore. It's hot today. What is the forecast, first of all, tomorrow in Baltimore?
It is supposed to be a Chamber of Commerce day tomorrow, about 75 fast track. So we should be able to find out with no excuses who the best horse is.
Hey, Barry, before we get to the race itself, I wanted to ask you about Pimlico, the second oldest track in America. It's in as you know, disarray. It's the improvements would cost in excess of $300 million. What do you expect to happen here? Will the Preakness be moved to Laurel?
I don't think it's going to be. If you're in the Baltimore area, you can't help but palpably feel the pull of tradition. The Baltimoreans do not want that race moved to Laurel, which is unfortunate because it is a beautiful track and it can handle a big crowd. It's meant to handle big crowds, even though they don't typically get them. It is meant to handle it. And Pimlico, well, let's just put it this way. I've been to Saratoga many times, the oldest track in the country, and that feels very retro chic and cool. Pimlico feels dilapidated. It is a dump that's used exactly 12 days a year. So to put $300 million into something being used 12 days a year when you have so many socioeconomic needs in that town just seems like a lot to ask. I think they're basically going to put a Band-Aid on it or put lipstick on a pig and make Pimlico as usable and serviceable but not really beautiful as they can.
Mm. Yeah, it's like one of those old cathedrals or one of those old ballparks that you don't want to see go away. And the people don't want to see it go away either.
Well, those who remember what they did that day, I mean, it is the world's largest state-sponsored drunken fest there is. So I don't know how many of them are even going to remember where they are.
Unlike the Derby, Barry, this is a 10-horse field. What does that mean?
Well, I think the thing is it's going to be a lot easier to navigate a trip. I mean, you know, Always Dreaming had a perfect trip in the Derby. He started from the five post, and with closers on his inside and the one-horse Thunder Snow just basically bucking and calling it a day right at the gate break, it was nothing for Always Dreaming to get over to the rail and have a dream trip. The same could not be said for his main rival there, Classic Empire, the morning line favorite, who got slammed hard coming out of the gate, so hard, in fact, that he ended up with a puffed-up eye, kind of like Joe Frazier after the third Ali fight. And so, you know, he had a terrible trip, still rallied to finish fourth in the race. He won't have any such trouble here in a 10-horse field. So the smaller field size is much more navigable. And so I think, again, on a dry track with not too many horses, I think it's just going to be who is the best horse.
Yeah, and a totally different set of circumstances than it was at the Derby with 20 horses going and with the mud and everything they had going there. You always have the horses that aren't at the Derby and will join the fray at the Preakness, and you've got that a little bit this year again.
Yeah, and I think a couple of them bear watching. The number one among them to me would be Cloud Computing, for trainer Chad Brown, who won the Eclipse Award last year as champion trainer. I don't think Cloud Computing can really win a longer distance race like this. He's probably better suited to 1 mile. This is a mile and 3/16. And he was slowing down a bit at the end of his last race in April in Kentucky, the Bluegrass. But I think figuring underneath, he might be someone to watch, because in the last few years at the Preakness, you've usually had a long shot come in underneath the favorites, like Taylor Verve, who finished second in the mud behind American Pharoah. You had Ride On Curlin finished second in 2014 behind California Chrome. So he's one to watch. Another one I don't think is quite in this class, but he's never been tested against the best, is Multiplier for trainer Brendan Walsh. I don't think this is a grade one level horse. He's probably closer to a grade three, but every time he's run, his power numbers have gone up. So maybe he's just looking for a challenge and we just don't know how good he is. So I'd take a look at two of those if you're looking for newcomers to the Triple Crown Trail.
Speaking of looking, I told you off the air, Barry, I'm looking at Lee. Not because that was my dad's name, but I see that his father won the Preakness. Does that lineage mean a great deal?
A little bit, but I think he benefited greatly from what happened at the Kentucky Derby. In, you know, we talked a couple of weeks ago, you and I, about how traffic makes such a difference in the Kentucky Derby. And looking at Lee's jockey, Corey Lannery, who rides Churchill all the time, he realized what the stewards were doing with that muddy racing surface, which was to take a big piece of rectangular wood that had a lot of weight on it and squeegee out the water down along the rail. So the rail, rather than being the worst place to be as the water runs down from the middle, turned out to be the best place to be. And so Corey Lannery never tried to swing looking at Lee out into the middle, which would, you know, inherently be where you would think the best footing is. And the horse went right up the shortest path with no impedance and finished second behind Always Dreaming. I don't necessarily think that means he's the second best horse, but he had a jockey that knew what he was doing and got him home second. And as the saying goes, it's not the best horse that wins the race. It's the one that gets to the finish line first. But I don't think there'll be quite the same way to snooker a field like that this Saturday.
Mm. Barry Abrams joining us here on the Friday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM as we preview the Preakness. I find it very interesting that Always Dreaming and Classic Empire are 4 and 5 going off right next to one another. And it'll be interesting to see if, you know, one goes, the other one's got to go, if it's kind of a match race situation in the middle of a 10-horse field there. And how do you think, will that have any significance?
Oh, absolutely. I think you're right on. Because here's the thing, all right, Always Dreaming is going to do basically what he did in the Kentucky Derby. He's going to sit right behind the pace setter, who in this case you would think would be Conquest Bow Money, another of those new horses that didn't run in the Derby. And that leaves a big question for Classic Empire's jockey, Julien Leperoux. Does he try to come from behind like he did winning Arkansas and like he was forced to do basically in Kentucky when he had the bad break and the physical contact? Or does Julien have to push that horse forward, get him further into the race, so that Always Dreaming doesn't get the jump on him turning for home? Because Always Dreaming is not going to come back to the field. He's obviously too good for that. So, but the question you have to ask yourself is, how much did that Derby take out of Classic Empire so that now if you use more energy early on, he's out of gas turning for home? That's something that Julien's going to have to feel when the gate opens and feel what how much horse he has under him. But that's a very interesting question and probably the one that'll determine who wins this race.
In your mind, Barry, where's the value in this race?
I think the value is betting underneath because, like I said, you've had long shots come into the Preakness underneath in the last few years. So you could see Cloud Computing end up second. You could see Multiplier. You could even see a horse like Hence coming from way back who ran in the Derby. And, you know, horses that ran in the Derby still stand a very good chance of coming in the Preakness, even though it's on short rest. And horses now normally run on 4, 5, or 6 weeks of rest. This is a 2-week turnaround because in the last 27 years, only 3 winners of the Preakness did not run in the Derby. And one of those was Bernardini in 2006 when Barbaro got hurt. So it stands to reason that a horse like Hence is going to probably turn in a good performance here. And horses coming out of the Derby typically hold their form in the Preakness. Even Bind That Bird, who was 50-1 to win the Derby in 2009, finished a close second behind the Hall of Famer, the great Rachel Alexandra, and there's no harm and there's no shame in finishing second to her. So I don't know how many of the newcomers are going to fare that well, but if you're looking for some value, I think you're still going to get a good price on head.
The million-dollar question before we give who we like, do you like one of the two favorites in this one, or are you going to go with one of those outsiders?
I think Always Dreaming is going to win this race. I can't see the newcomers overtaking him for first place. You know, Classic Empire, I think, is going to be looming at the top of the stretch and run out of gas. I just think it was too much for him to do. I mean, his eye, one of his right eye after the Derby looked like, I told you, puffed up like Joe Frazier after the Ali fight. That was a physical race. And I just think 2 weeks is too quick to turn him around. Any other circumstances, no way that Mark Cassie, his trainer, would have run him in this race. But it's the Preakness, and the pull of history has compelled him to try it. But I don't see anybody else being able to overtake Always Dream.
Mark, who do you like?
Well, at my age, Scott, Barry, I should be throwing $2 at Senior Investment at 33-1. But I'm going to go with Looking at Lead.
Yeah, there you go. I had Classic Empire, but when you gave me the health update on that, Barry, I think I'm going to switch it over to Always Dreaming. But I think I'm going to go with Cloud Computing to come in. In second, just ahead of Classic Empire. So I like Cloud Computing. I think he's ready to pull a little bit of a surprise tomorrow.
Well, we'll see. That's what makes it fun.
Great stuff as always. Go ahead and take a listen to In the Gate, the podcast, and from ESPN. And Barry, always appreciate you joining us. And we will talk to you again before everyone heads to New York for the Belmont.
I think we're going to have something to talk about. Thanks, gentlemen.
That'll be a lot of fun. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with more after this here on KGYM.
Summer can really shine a light on your damaged pavement. Fixing it can be more affordable than you think. Stop dodging those cracks and potholes and call Pate Asphalt. They can handle commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Pate Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. See them at pateasphalt.com.
Our thanks to Barry Abrams for joining us from ESPN, the In the Gate podcast. Preakness going off tomorrow from Pimlico.
Race to win.
Time to play. We got two prizes left. Four tickets to see a Minnesota Twins game, and they are very good seats, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. And we also have for you from Right Wash, $50 worth of car washes. Those are the two prizes left to give away. We're going to take caller number six right now, 319-366-1600, to play Race to Win here on this Friday. Again, 319-366-1600, and your chance to play Race to Win is coming up.
At TCB Pool Hall in Iowa City, there won't be any jerks hanging over your shoulder screwing up your shot because they rent their full-size pool tables by the hour. And they got 10 of them, so that table's yours. Sunday and Mondays, come in and play free. Yes, I said free. General jocularity prevails. There's always interesting drinks, specials, darts, video games, and a full-size shuffleboard table, which, as we know, is the world's best drinking game. Play pool, drink cold beer at TCB Pool Hall on the Pet Mall next to Mondo's Saloon, downtown Iowa City.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
The greatest month in racing concludes with the greatest spectacle in racing.
Alexander Rossi almost rolling to a dead stop. Quint checkers are out, and the rookie will win the 100th.
Join the entire IMS Radio Network crew for live flag-to-flag coverage of the 101st running of the Indianapolis 500. Tune in Sunday, May 28th at 11 a.m. Eastern.
The Indianapolis 500, Sunday, May 28th, starting at 10 on KGYM.
Covering everything from the preps to the pros, with a little bit of old-school mentality thrown in for good measure. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class. KGYM.
Got to play Race to Win coming up here. We'll also get your final, at least with the Gym Class, your final thoughts about the settlement between the University of Iowa Athletic Department and Jane Meyer and Tracy Griesbaum. For $6.5 million, it will not be a second trial. So we'll get more of your thoughts on that at 319-366-1600. We'll do that coming up here in just a couple of moments. But we're going to play Race to Win, I think, probably for our final time. We will see if we get two winners today. We have two prizes left, two winners. And we're going to bring in Virgil right now, joining us here on a Friday. Virgil, how are you? Whoop. Let's try this. Virgil, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Great. Have you been keeping track? We are down to two prizes. So your odds are going up, Virgil.
Yeah, I know two of the numbers, but not the other two.
All right, so we have numbers 5, 15, 16, and 21 in numerical order that you can choose from. So go ahead and make your first selection.
16.
16. All right, we'll see what that holds here on this Friday.
Four tickets to a Minnesota Twins baseball game.
All right, we got the one of the windows for the Twins tickets. What will be the match to that?
Number five.
Let's see what we have.
Four tickets to a Minnesota Twins baseball game.
All right, Virgil, you're going to go up to the Twin Cities, beautiful Target Field, to see the Twins in action coming up this summer. So congratulations on that, and I'm going to go ahead and put you on hold, and Jeff's going to get your information, okay?
Cool, thanks.
You bet, thank you. So Virgil is our final winner.
Nice prize.
Great prize, and Virgil's going to enjoy those seats. Trust me, those are very good seats. One more time to play later on today with Alex and Todd on the Todd Bromwell Camp Show, because somebody's going to win, right?
Let's see. We have two numbers left.
We're down to one prize, two numbers. You do the math. Coach Urkelman, the late, great Coach Urkelman, would be the first one to tell you I was not the greatest mathematician in the world, but I think I can come up
you
with that one.
You can figure that out, yeah.
I think I can come up with that one. Again, Mark, people are just joining us coming off of work and whatnot to kind of recap our top story today.
Yeah, and it broke just before we went on the air, and plenty more discussion on the Todd Bromwell Show with Alex Kuhn following us from 4 to 7. The news out of Iowa City, the University of Iowa will pay $6.5 million to settle discrimination lawsuits filed by former athletic administrator Jane Meyer and her partner, former women's field hockey coach Tracy Griesbaum. The settlements released today call for Meyer to be paid $2.33 million, Griesbaum $1.49 million, and the Des Moines law firm that represented them $2.68 million. That money will come out of the University of Iowa Athletic Department and not be paid by taxpayer money.
We've kind of been all over the range as far as the text today on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. And would you say so? I would say
it's
so.
It's been a very busy time for sure. And I think what I'm taking out of it is that two things. Number one, according to our listeners that have weighed in, they believe is the right thing to do to settle.
Yes.
And number two, Athletic Director Gary Barta is in the crosshairs. And I've got two texts here asking if it's time for Barta to go. And your opinion, Scott, was?
If the external investigation shows that there is a problem in the Iowa Athletic Department, then I don't think you have any other alternative. Now, the other thing is Gary Barta just signed a 5-year extension. And it's probably going to cost the University of Iowa another $4.6 million if they choose to send Gary Barta packing. Again, they can afford that. Not saying they can't afford it. Until the external investigation comes back, I believe he stays. If it's a negative report, then I think you got to look at possibly going in a different direction. That's my thinking.
Well, it was very strange that he got the extension about the time that these trials were going to get underway. The Jane Meyer trial against the University of Iowa found that Barta broke Iowa law. Whether you agreed with it or not, that was the findings of the 8-person jury. It was more than that at one time, but 2 or 3, 4 people got sent home ill. But maybe Iowa got a bad break and got a bad jury. Maybe this was the just decision. That's not for me to say, but I can comment about the news of the day, and that is the settlement, not only with Meyer, but with Griesbaum and the law firms. Again, Iowa didn't want its laundry any more soiled than what it already is, and perhaps it felt like, we don't have such a great chance of winning this one either, so yeah, Let's just put it behind us.
Right now, our question, our Emil Sideway poll question, did Iowa do the right thing in settling the Meyer and Griesbaum lawsuits? Earlier on, it was the no's that were winning. Now it's the yeses that are winning, about 2-1 in this point. So keep on voting at KGYMradio.com. More text, more of your phone calls coming up with Todd and Alex during the Todd Brommel Camp Show. And that will be taking you through 7 o'clock. They'll also have your chance to play Race to Win. Somebody's going to win. And they'll also have a chance for you to win $100 in the month of May, courtesy of Toyota of Iowa City. And again, our topic that we were going to tackle today, who would you trade places with in the world of sports? We're going to shelve that until next Friday. So that'll be our topic next Friday.
Thanks for all the interaction on the text line. Last three texts that have popped in say Barta's got to go.
All right. More on that coming up during the Todd Brommel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn. Everybody have a great weekend. Bundle up tonight. This has been the Gym Class on KGYM.
Yo, everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need